First, let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. Joining us again this week to do that is travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy.
Let's talk about some of the news headlines in the travel industry. This one is becoming more and more of a bigger issue as people kind of understand what's going on. This is the 5G issue in the U.S., involving the Boeing 777s, and well, you explain it.
So the main concern is that 5G service will interrupt some of the aircraft navigational systems. And another cause for concern is with airline equipment on larger aircraft, particularly the Boeing 777. So airlines claim that they need more time to update the aviation equipment before all the 5G towers are activated by the airports. Canadian officials and airline leaders are weighing the potential impact of 5G technology on aircraft technology amid warnings from American air industry heads that are deploying the technology under current rules that could cause aviation crisis. So far, international airlines, Emirates, Lufthansa, Air India, British Airways, as well as Japanese airlines have halted certain flights bound for the U.S. So again, more chaos in the airline industry, more cancellations, more concerns for travelers.
Now, PCR testing in the news, and I agree with them wholeheartedly. IATA, ACTA, and other organizations, the airlines, telling the Canadian government, we really don't need this PCR testing when people are coming back from wherever they're traveling from.
Right. And I think what they're trying to say is, and this includes the chief medical officer of Air Canada, WestJet, as well as the Toronto Pearson Airport, are saying that if you shift the PCR testing from airports to communities, that's going to help free up like 8,000 testing kits a day in Toronto alone for better use where Canadians need it most. And this was delivered in an open letter to the federal and Ontario political and medical officers. That amplifies similar sentiments, and also the Canadian Travel and Tourism Roundtable have added their voice to this message. Everybody wants the government to revert to random arrival testing of international travelers and only require isolation for those arriving from overseas if they exhibit symptoms or test positive. So, and the Chief Public Health Officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, said that the policy will be evaluated.
And again, it adds to that confusion and people's reluctance to travel, doesn't it?
It does. And a lot of us haven't traveled internationally for almost 2 years. So there's many questions as to what health and safety protocols are in place. Like, will I feel comfortable? Is now the time to travel? So when we look at this, we have to, look at the different industries like cruise and airline and hotel, resort. But significant measures have been put in place to ensure travelers' safety. And, referring to cruise, it's important to understand that if you are going to choose to cruise, that it may not look exactly like it did before the pandemic. And this includes, what protocols that they put in place on the ship, as well as what their ports of call are also implementing at destination.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, doing the research and, when you book with a travel agent, we can help you find out what type of travel is, having all the, what measures they're taking, knowing the resources that are on board, say, for example, the ship. It goes a long way for peace of mind. And there's lots of questions that people want to know is like, what procedures are in place to handle any type of health related issue? Are there going to be doctors on board, or what procedures are in place to handle potential cases? It's all very good questions, and it is something that people are thinking about. So they have steps in place that, what if you test positive on the ship? What's the impact to the ship, the rest of the travelers, as well as the person that tested positive? So they've tried to think of so many different scenarios that could arise and that they have a plan to accommodate what does happen.
All good points. You can find lots of information on Onanta's website, onantaforbes.com. And if you want to join us on our cruise to Alaska, you can find information on that on our website as well, onantaforbes.com. We'll talk to you next week, Onanta.
Yes, you bet. Take care.